Hello, gorgeous people, and welcome to another TV Central 101 podcast. I'm Aaron Ryan. This is episode 12, 2024. Five new farmers are preparing to follow their hearts on a brand new season of Australia's favourite bush fairy tale, Farmer Wants a Wife, premiering at 7 p.m. on Sunday, 14th of April, on Channel 7 and 7 Plus. Sam Armitage returns as hot off the back of a massive season in 2023, which actually built in audience. Sam is familiar to Aussies as a Seven News presenter, a contestant on Dancing with the Stars, reporter for Sunday Night, presenter of Bringing Sexy Back, and of course, co-host of Sunrise. Add in lifestyle magazine columnist and a podcast host, and you have one of the most versatile, strong, and engaging women in the Australian media. Samantha Armitage, thank you for joining me at TV Central.
Aaron, it's lovely to join you. Thank you for that lovely intro. And also, I really like that description, Bush Fairy Tale. What a great way to describe this show.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about Farmer Wants a Wife. Look, The Bachelor, Love Island and Farmer Wants a Wife technically would fall under the reality dating format umbrella, but have obvious differences. The strike rate with most dating shows across the world is pretty poor, but the Farmer format has produced 10 marriages in Australia, 9 long-term relationships and 27 babies. Why does this format actually produce far more genuine relationships than other formats?
Well, Aaron, I've thought about this a lot in the last couple of years since I've been involved with the show, and I think the success of it really rests at the feet of the farmers themselves. They're all very genuine men who are interested in meeting someone, in looking for genuine love. And I can tell you they're genuine because on the first day of filming, and for many days after that, they are so nervous and so not TV, as in they really don't know what's going on and are very, very nerve-wracked about what they're about to embark on. So that tells me that they're in it for pretty genuine reasons. Also, I think the whole structure of the show, the way it's cast, you know, the producers cast, or Fremantle and Eureka are the production company, cast the farmers first. So you have people involved who genuinely want to be there. And then they cast for the ladies. So they put the farmers' bios and pictures online. And then the ladies apply to meet certain farmers. So you've already got that initial attraction. And of course, the farmers have to okay the ladies who apply. So you've got an initial attraction, which means that then once the show actually starts on air or starts rolling, then, you know, it's up to them to work it out. But that initial reaction and that initial connection, I think, is the key to so much of the success.
Well, that's actually pretty interesting because I'm not sure a lot of people know that. Obviously, with other dating shows, they pick the men and then the producers just pick the women and hopefully it all just goes in together. But they actually do have that initial attraction. So that's really interesting. My understanding is the proportion of farmers applying, you know, maybe around the 30 mark against ladies looking for love applying, which is usually in the thousands. Why do you think there's that massive difference?
Well, I think farmers are by their nature, and I'm generalising here because you have some very outgoing farmers who love being on camera, like my husband, but by their nature, farmers are usually, usually in isolated scenarios. They're usually fairly quiet, sort of stoic sort of men. That old Australian riding on the sheep's back thing is still in existence in many properties out there in country New South Wales, country Australia. So you have a particular group of people, men in this case, who are not used to the bright lights and, you know, outgoing ways of the city, who really are genuinely looking for some kind of connection. Now, as for the ladies, I mean, it absolutely blows me away every year how many women apply to meet farmers. And I see this in my everyday real life as well. A lot of my city friends will move to the country and marry a farmer and have children out in regional areas because it is a great lifestyle that a lot of city girls, when they get to a point where they're sick of city men and they actually want to meet someone real and genuine, will look to the bush to try and find someone genuine. So the show basically is really just springboarding off what is actually going on in real life. Because I know a lot of women in my circle of friends who are city girls who are also married to farmers. So it's happening out there. So you've got this extraordinary situation happening in regional areas now. We've got all these really dynamic, career orientated, strong, wonderful, independent women moving to regional areas, being married to farmers. So you've got a lot of farms out there, which these days need two incomes, which I think is adding to the dynamics of regional areas in Australia. It's a really strong place, the regions at the moment.
So we've got Bert, Joe, Dustin, Dean and Tom, at least a decade of age difference between the youngest and oldest. Do you see any differences in the show in the interaction between the young 20 farmers and their women and then the farmers and their women in the early 30s?
That's a good question. Yes, I do. And I bear in mind, I've only been involved with the show for 3 years, so I'm quite new, but I am a journo at heart, so I do observe for a living. So I do watch this all quite closely with interest. And I can say whether or not there's anything in this, the last two seasons, the youngest farmers who have been, I think Tom is 22 this year and Matt last year was 23. So it's pretty young to be looking for a wife in this day and age. And they were both very quiet and introspective sort of men. So whether or not that is indicative of their age, I don't know, or whether that's just the scenario we've seen. It's a really interesting look at human nature, this show, I tell you what. But it's really lovely to see during filming how much the older boys, the older farmers who are in their 30s, will sort of look out for Tom and Dustin, the younger ones. And, you know, it's interesting to watch male friendships. I think there's I see generational changes every year when we cast and shoot the show as to how men are behaving. And it's interesting to me, who has a father who's a farmer and a brother who's a farmer and now married to a retired farmer, to see how different farming is and how different the men are these days. Not quite as macho and masculine, you know, not as alpha. There's a real kindness in the show. The boys are very, I think, very mature and very thoughtful. And it's quite fascinating to me. And farming these days is a business. You know, in the old days, perhaps, you know, you had good seasons, you had bad seasons. Now it really has to be run as a business because you can't do it any other way. So these boys are smart and they're looking to the future. And I think it's, you know, I'm really proud of all of them.
Look, this is Farmer Wants a Wife, not Love Island, but would you agree, and are we allowed to say Joe and Bert especially are quite easy on the eye, aren't they?
You're allowed to say that. I think the producers would love you to say that. Look, I can't pick a favourite. It's like picking a favourite child. I love all my children equally. But there is someone for everyone. The casting this year is really brilliant. And Bert and Joe, yes, are very handsome, but all the boys have got. Dustin's really cute. I think you really enjoy Dustin because he's a very sweet man. Tom, as I said, is the youngest. He's very shy and quiet. And Dean is the sort of larrikin. He's like the joker. So there's something for everyone. But yes, there's a bit of eye candy. I mean, it's TV, Aaron. Come on.
I spoke to Brooke Hall, director of scheduling at Seven, and he did mention that there will be some solid relationships this season. I'm also noted that in a couple of interviews, you've alluded to a couple of surprises this year. Are you able to expand on that at all? Because farmers and their ladies, you know, they get to know each other, they date, some fall in love, some realise they're not into each other. I mean, how many surprises can there be?
Well, you know, Aaron, the path of true love never runs smoothly, and I think the show, you know, this is season 14. So I think the format this year has had, I mean, it's still the same Farmer Wants a Wife we all know and love, but the format has had a little freshen up. I can't give you too much information. You have to keep watching, but there are some massive surprises. And also I think this year we were quite, I think all credit to Fremantle and Eureka, the production company, because they were very willing to, you know, turn on a dime. They were really, you know, things changed direction. And ladies or farmers started to think differently in certain scenarios. I'm just treading carefully here because I don't want to give away all the surprises.
No, we were able to, you can.
We were able to adapt. So there were certain things that even on set when we were filming, the producers would say to me, okay, this is happening tonight. And I was like, what? Okay. Which I love because, you know, I come from a background of live TV. So I love the adrenaline of, you know, things changing and going into the unknown when you're filming. And I don't think the show had done that much in the past. So for me, it was interesting. And I think that keeps the format really fresh to be sort of moving with the times like that. Because, you know, I mean, it's 14 seasons old. So it's you know, it's been around. People know it well. And audiences these days, you know, want a freshen up. So that's what we've done.
Well, you did mention it's 14 season old. Will this season look back at a couple of, you know, previous seasons and give us a bit of an update on where the farmers are, you know, if any of them have remained together and potentially have had children?
Yeah, I think we wind the stories, and this is what I like. I mean, when the network first said to me, you know, when I wanted to leave Sunrise, you know, well, what else would you like to do? How about Farmer Wants a Wife? And I thought, yeah, okay, because at its heart, you know, as a journalist in my former life, my former career, you know, it was really all about storytelling. So I like that Farmer is also about storytelling. Now, these are love stories, which doesn't everybody need a good dose of happiness at the moment. But, yes, we do wind the success stories from past seasons back through the show, and there is a very lovely surprise this season from a couple who met on the show on a former season. So, and you know, we've got Roy's the baby, Claire and Brad from Cootamundra, who met last series, have had a baby, Roy. So I'm sure we'll try and smuggle Roy in there somewhere for a cuddle. I mean, how exciting that we've already got a baby from last season. It's amazing. It's incredible when you think about it that this happens so genuinely. It's really lovely.
Absolutely. Look, I must have had my head in the sand when you were on Sunrise. I just assumed you were a high profile, inner city, glamorous kind of girl role, all that sort of stuff. But you're really just a farmer at heart, aren't you?
Yes. Well, I that's interesting, isn't it? Because I feel like I just talk about it all the time. And I read some feedback online the other day, which I know you shouldn't do, but someone, you know, some horrible troll saying, oh, she always talks about how she grew up in the country and she's married to a farmer. And I thought, well, I'm going to talk about it even more just despite that anonymous fool. but yes, I grew up in the Snowy Mountains on a property, a sheep and cattle property on the Monero. And dad was a farmer for my whole life and many generations back in both sides of my family came from farming backgrounds. So it's in my blood and it's all I know. And I used to often talk on Sunrise about regional areas and talk about, which I don't know, I suppose most journos making their living in the inner city don't talk about that stuff or have much knowledge of it. But I did refer to it quite a lot. And I think the viewers at Sunrise really enjoyed that because, my God, there's a big, you know, a big section of the viewing audience that's not living in inner city Sydney. So people always love to be, you know, mentioned. If you mentioned a town, like I'd say Good Morning Wagga, where my parents were living at the time. And, you know, people in Wagga love having their town mentioned. It's pretty easy to do, and it was just sort of part of who I am.
Look, you're still obviously young and have a whole career in front of you. Do you think that career will always balance, you know, the two worlds of the farm and doing television and things like that?
Well, I'd like to think that. And look, the older I get, the more I realise there's no such thing as perfect balance. But I feel like I've brought it back into line a little bit. My life with Sunrise was just getting way too big and way, you know, there was too much attention, too much, you know, it was too much. It wasn't sustainable. So I needed to pull that back. And that just happened to time with, you know, getting married and my mother had just passed away. So there was things in my life that happened that meant I really needed to seek out some balance and a bit of quiet. Now I've had that for a couple of years, so I don't know what comes next. Right now, this, you know, my contract with the network is good and Farmer is an unbelievable success. I'm so proud of it. I mean, the show was up 16% last year, which is just unheard of in this day and age. Like, that's just so huge. So, you know, I love that is happening. I love being part of successful shows. And yeah, I guess, you know, I do have the best of both worlds right now. I do get to continue to do what I love, which is make good television. In this, which usually has to happen in the city, although we do film most of this in the Hunter Valley, this show. And then I get to, you know, take off my makeup and drive back down the highway and come back down to the Southern Highlands where I live and have some peace and quiet. So to me, that's a pretty good balance. Now, there's some days when you think, oh, it'd be nice to be noisy again. But you just got to keep in mind how exhausting noisy is. So look, who knows what'll happen. But for now, things are good.
All right. Finally, as we have a world of, I guess, fragmented relationships, divorce, and then the type of behaviour we see on other dating shows, do you think this show is more important than ever? I just feel like it has a sense of hope and encouragement out there for relationships and people watching the show.
Yeah, I think there's a sense of hope with it and optimism. And what I take away mostly from being involved with this show is, you know, in this era of I'm not entirely sure that a lot of people understand food production and where people's food comes from and the history of Australia, you know, and how important our farming community, our farmers and food production industry have been to this country and continue to be. I really love the fact that Australians still have such a love for farmers. And I guess their happiness and the love stories that go with this is secondary to that. But there is still a genuine care in Australian society for our farming community. And that to me is, you know, in a pretty hectic, cool world, I think that's really special. I think that's a really nice reflection on the show.
Indeed. Well, Sam, a short but a wonderful interview. I want to wish you well with this season and happy days out on the farm, enjoying God's wonderful creation. And thank you for your strong example to young women coming through in the industry, because I know there's a lot of women that look up to you. Thank you very much for your time, Sam.
Aaron, I really appreciate that. Thank you for your lovely words and thanks for having me on. It's great to chat.
All right, thank you. That was the gorgeous Sam Armitage, host of Farmer Wants a Wife, returning to 7 and 7 Plus on Sunday, the 14th of April at 7 p.m. and continuing Monday and Tuesday. That's it for this podcast. For all the latest television and streaming news, ratings and podcasts, head to tvcentral.com.au. But for now, I'm Aaron Ryan. Thanks to Sam Armitage. Bye for now.